T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
Show this. We talk a lot about these rookie classes, and a lot of times we get way off in the weeds about one particular player that we hadn't seen play a whole hell of a lot in terms of definitely not in the league, but we don't know how it's going to translate, and there's a lot of speculation involved. When I talk about this class as a group, show, and even last year's, we can talk about last year's as well. To me, man, it's more about the foundation than it is necessarily discovering that you drafted a bunch of stars, right? It'd be great to draft for Nico Collins to end up looking like DeAndre Hopkins, and for John Mechie to be Wes Welker, and it would be great for these guys to be potential Hall of Famers, what do we call it? We were talking about
Pro Bowl alternate.
No, we were talking about in the stadium over here. Ring of Honor type of players. Yeah. That'd be great. But to me, my expectations for Nick Caserio and Lovie Smith and the Texans, it's more about the mid-level player. It's more about good, productive starters in this league. Like guys that give you a chance to compete more so than the stars. Look, I hope that Derek Stingley Jr. turns into Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hell, I hope he turns into a 10 to 12 year starter and a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. But the reality is, the shape that the Texans are in, I just need the guy to be a dependable starter. I need the guy to be a number one corner that you feel like you got a puncher's chance in year one. Down the road, you got to feel like you get more than a puncher's chance. But in year one, you feel like you've got a puncher's chance to win that snap. I mean, that's ultimately who we need and what we need. I need Jalen Petrie to be out of the gate a Justin Reed type of player. I need him to stay healthy.
Out of the gate.
I need him to be a leader. I need him to be a contributor. I need him to be productive. I need him to be a starter from jump. And anything better than that, I think, is icing on the cake. You know, I look through the list. You look at Christian Harris, the kid out of Alabama. I need him to appear on the field like Kamu Crugier-Hill looked last year.
You need winning players.
I need that kind of production. I want to see, whoa, that guy can go. Oh, hey, look, you got a little knack for getting tackles for loss. I like that. That's good. That's a starter in this league. I need Pierce, the running back out of Florida. I need him to be Lamar Miller.
Just solid.
1,000-yard back. If he stays healthy, got a chance to give you 1,000 yards, knows the protections. Like, to me, that's where the expectations are. Not, well, Derek Stingley all of a sudden has to be Deion Sanders. Now I'm gonna expect him to do some things eventually, like Deion Sanders could, from a standpoint of like give the defensive coordinator some freedom to do some things
in this Crayola box.
But if we're being dead honest, I need you to be a good man corner. Hopefully you'll be great one day. I need you to be a good man corner that allows me to change my coverages up. That's what I need.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope none of them are busts and they're solid guys that you can stick out there. You do want to run into a star, though. I mean, I almost feel like at some point you got to hear what the picks you got. Like, you start to think about it, like, with you're getting 2 first-round picks a year, somebody's got to step out and be that. You hope it's Stingley. But, yeah, if Christian Harris is a solid starter, third-round Petrie and Mechie are solid contributors, I get where you're going from that. It's just, like, it's not a need for, all right, I need these guys to be three Pro Bowlers out this bunch.
Right, right. We got to quit with the, like, we got to, to me, it's what you got to stop. You know, you got to stop doing in Houston. It is, you got the Martinez Rankin stuff.
Yeah.
Right? The Dante Foreman stuff. The stuff where guys are second, third, fourth round picks, and they just, like, you run them up out of town because they whether you don't like them or they didn't fit in or they weren't accountable, whatever. I don't
Kahale
give a damn.
Wearing, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Kahale Wearing, Lonnie Johnson. Like, I don't give a damn why these guys didn't work out. I'm not interested in getting off in the weeds on that. But the fact of the matter is you've got to quit completely missing on guys, whether it's their talent, whether it's because they're more versatile than they are specific to play one position. But you got equipment. Nico Collins, great draft pick. You moved up to get him. You drafted him. And now I feel pretty comfortable that he's going to be somewhere in your 11 personnel. He's going to be a contributor. I don't know to what degree, but he's going to be a contributor on this football team. You look at Titus Howard, good pick. I don't know if he's going to play guard or tackle. I hope it's tackle. But he's going to be a contributor on this football team. They did pick up his fifth-year option,
correct? They picked up his fifth-year option.
So he's going to be – like you've at the – that's got to be the baseline of expectation show is it's got to be – like you got to quit the Ross Blacklock stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like Ross Blacklock can't get drafted in the second round.
And 2 years later, Seth Payne's saying he's fighting to be on the – to make the roster.
What are we doing? Like, to me, that's where
Lonnie's we're – gone, yeah.
That's where we're at with Nick Caserio. Is you can't be, especially the premium draft picks, but even more so your third rounders and into the fourth round, like you got to get a baseline starter in this league that you can build a foundation off of. And I haven't. I'm looking for a comp for for Derek Stingley. Not prime, not a Hall of Fame corner.
Can he be Rondae Barber?
Fair. Well, that's a long time ago. You went way back, didn't you?
Sean Springs, still going way back, aren't I?
That was my time, though.
Can you be Chris Gamble? That's
I'd have to look back at those guys' numbers, though. Did it be better than those guys? I mean, did those guys?
Chris Gamble was. I'm just saying, guys that are solid, solid guys.
So often, I'm guilty of it. I talk about, well, this guy's got to be able to man up 15 of 17 number one receivers you bring in here. And I do think schematically that's got to be the approach. But, man, I just need a solid-ass corner that we can depend on.
Chris Harris Jr.
I like it. I need a solid corner that we can depend on. I mean, I need – look, Kenyon Green. I need a solid guard.
I got it. The guy you've been talking about, Bradley Roby.
Yeah. I think Bradley Roby's capable of doing, yes. Give me a solid corner that allows me to play cover three, like we were talking to Seth earlier, play cover three or play man, and feel comfortable about it. I don't know about everybody else, but I felt comfortable when Bradley Roby was on the field and the Texans dialed up a pressure or played man. I felt comfortable with that. I got to at least have that. That's where this thing has to start with all of these guys. Guys that were drafted last year did a great job with Roy Lopez. You know, Brevin Jordan hadn't really stood out much, but did a great job with Davis Mills, did a great job with Nico Collins. I mean, it's they're there. They did it with a small draft class of five guys last year, no premiums. Now you got nine and you got premiums. I need these to fall in the same category. Red 22. I got to get something straight real quick. Todd, I need you to perk up. What kind of animal was that you were talking about you and your wife getting? I don't mean to pile on you here with that Jer Bear crap you're doing.
All right.
This is your fault. What what is that animal that you talk about?
Talking about how I'm wanting to get a raccoon.
A what?
A what?
A raccoon.
Like when he says it, I almost at first thought he was talking about a different animal of some sort that I don't know what.
A trash panda, a raccoon.
A raccoon.
Yeah, he's. Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. It's just the way I say it.
Do you really say it like
why
that?
Why does Show say some words and names the way he does? It's just part of who we are.
Clinics is different, but I mean.
No, it's not. It's worse if we're going to go back there. I mean, where in the world did you see a raccoon and decide raccoon. It was a raccoon?
Like he's.
I don't know. It's just a raccoon.
Like he's refined or something.
I mean, is that how
The raccoon.
The raccoon.
Hello. I mean, I am refined.
Look. Look, Ashley, there's a beautiful raccoon.
It's Megan.
Raccoon, I mean, I'm just saying somewhere else.
I am a modern-day gentleman.
Look, Helen, There's a raccoon over there.
There's a raccoon. That was good.
I do
well
love
done.
Raccoons.
Beautiful.
I love raccoons.
Look at the
I
mean, sharp, somebody look at the sharp teeth on that raccoon. He's eating the paper out of the paper machine.
Hey, you just in that real proper English accent said teeth.
Teeth.
Look at the teeth on that raccoon.
You know what? You look at.
Would you take a look at the teeth on that raccoon? Look at there?
If you
teeth.
Get them young enough, they're actually very easily
Stop!
Domesticated.
What are you talking about? You don't want a pet raccoon. Yeah.
People,
what are you talking about?
I'm not the first person.
Are these
person.
The same people who like Jer Bear?
Maybe.
You're the first person I've ever seen say raccoon.
You
did,
can
did,
find
did
all
your
kinds.
Dad, did your mom
Why does
or dad
he want
or
a pet raccoon?
No, that's actually, a recently my dad heard me talking about getting a pet raccoon, and he said, what the hell?
So your pop, yeah, there you go. That's about right. Glad I'm not the only one. It's a raccoon, man. Can you say raccoon one time?
Raccoon,
there
raccoon,
you go.
They can both exist, just like Jer Bear.
Oh, everybody and gets a trophy.
La, what is it? Tormenta.
Everybody gets a trophy.
He didn't it's even.
No, tormenta. No, I'm not all about
it's,
everybody
it's
getting
tormenta,
a trophy.
It's Tormenta, by the way.
Yeah, from the tormenta. Text line, 281, it's illegal to own a raccoon. One day.
No, it's not. Texas is one of six states where you can. Wrong.
He is dead
Try
serious
again.
About this. He's looked wow. into it.
Try again, yeah. sir or madam. It is not illegal in the great state of Texas.
Wow.
Boy, he is passionate
oh,
about
T
it,
went
too.
It wrong.
Wrong. Try again.
Megan, he's, I'm just telling you.
Man, I'm sorry, guys. I piled on him two segments in a row.
He cannot stay in my basement. He cannot stay with me or my upstairs.
Do
he
you
cannot,
have a basement?
No, you're right. That's my old house. He cannot stay in my house, Megan, if you got to move on because he wants to get a pet raccoon or raccoon.
Look up the
says.
Videos, dude. They're cute.
No, I don't need to look up the videos.
Great
anyone out there say I bullied Tyler, tell him to shut. Listen to him. Listen to this silliness that he's bringing to the table. We'll give you the latest, the update on Jake Odorizzi and his injury. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Tyler told off a listener earlier, Texas is one of six states in the United States where you can have a pet raccoon, as he calls it.
Damn right.
And the whole state of Texas just said a what?
Did you hear how he dismissed him? Oh, nope. Try again.
Well, know your stuff before you open your mouth.
Nope. Try again.
You have created a monster. I mean, the arrogance has gone through the roof the last couple of weeks.
I love you. So proud of you.
Just ask that people educate themselves before they talk.
I like a confidence.
Maybe they just made a mistake.
Well, they spoke very boldly about it being illegal, and it's not.
Maybe they were trying to save you from breaking the law.
Ooh.
And we're worried about you, and now you're shooting at them.
Well, if they would have texted in something like, hey, I think it might be illegal, Tyler, you know, no, they said it's illegal. It's not.
And from the text line, 713, Tyler, smoked coon is good eating.
Oh, my God.
I have had a little raccoon before. It was chewy.
Yeah. What kind of monster eats raccoon?
Shout out to New Year's Eve, Dan Boyd, Dan and Kelly Boyd. I was at their house. They had a raccoon smoked up. That tastes a little bit. That's not tasty.
That's odd. I'm going to be honest
with
you.
You would taste it, though, wouldn't you? You'd give
if
it a
I,
taste.
If I
you ain't no punk.
If I was about 8 or 10 silver bullets deep and we were all out drinking and having a good time in the backyard, you're not going, hey, Clint, I got some raccoon over here on the smoker, man. You and Lowe want to come through? No, me and my family ain't doing it.
I said if it was there. If it was
it's
there.
Disgusting.
I mean, if we're out somewhere hanging and camping or hunting or something and cooking out, and then you just happen to throw a raccoon on the pit, then maybe we can try it.
Like, give it a shot.
But
I just
mean,
wanted to
no,
try
that
it.
Ain't,
it
that, I'm not coming over with that being the plan, no.
No, I ain't make no raccoon sandwiches or nothing.
What have you tried, dog too?
It's not the same thing.
I don't know.
Probably a little cleaner.
Not the same thing, man. Nah, man.
That's gross.
Well, you view it as a pet, so.
Yeah, what's gross is you having one in the house as a pet. That's what's gross.
Why would that be gross? It wouldn't be a wild raccoon that I'm bringing in that's all dirty and nasty. I would keep it clean. It would be a pet just like my dogs are. People do this.
Is your plan to get like a dog collar, like a collar for?
I haven't really thought of that. That's a good question.
So you ain't
thought of nothing. I guess to some extent. Yeah, you need one to, they were to get out or something.
You know what? I don't believe you. Somebody said you don't haven't lived till you've had raccoon tacos.
Oh, my.
It's a Texas A&M specialty, smoked raccoon.
False.
Someone texted in. That's what people are texting in. Maybe you just didn't know that side. It's a big campus.
Is there a joke or something up there in Colleston, C-Stat? Is there a joke up there about raccoon meat or something?
Not that I know of.
Raccoon meat.
Raccoon meat.
All right, Clint and Tyler, as Tyler is looking up options for his new pet raccoon. The Astros, they have placed Jake Odorizzi, no surprise, on the injured list. They are calling it an injury to the left lower leg discomfort. And they said he underwent an MRI today. Seth Martinez has been activated off the taxi squad and called up. But Jake Odorizzi is going on the 15-day IL, Clint. And so this means a lot. One, you would think it's 15 right now. Judging by what we saw from him, judging by what the injury looks like,
yeah,
you would think this is going to be longer than 15 days. Like I heard Landry say it today on In the Loop. He doesn't think he's going to pitch again this year. We'll see what happens with that. But you think this is going to be a long-term thing for Jake Odorizzi. But this is where the Astros are now. He was pitching really well. Now they're at a five-man rotation. I don't think by any choice. I don't think they're bringing Seth Martinez up to add to a six-man rotation. But Christian Javier is now in the rotation at this point. So now they've got to readjust and react to life without Jake Odorizzi.
Yeah, look, I think there's two discussions here, right, is what happened to Jake. And, and I think the most recent report of the 15-day IL has to be Dusty and the organization essentially withholding information and shielding the player from the media at this point in terms of any kind of report until anything's confirmed. The way I watched Jake Odorizzi exit the field last night, that wasn't a 15-day IL injury. My man looks at the trainer and says, I'm not trying to get up. And they wheel a two-man stretcher out there and roll him out on a two-man, strap him to a two-man stretcher and roll him up out of there. If this dude is pitching again in 2 weeks, I'm done. I'm gonna tell you, my
I'm gonna call him out so hard. Hey,
my
Jake,
mother,
there's no way Jake's pitching in 2 weeks.
Show my mother told me if you lay on that field and you scare me to death up here in these stands for however long you're down there, and your leg ain't broke, I'm gonna break the damn thing when you get home. Don't you lay around like that. Look, and I'm not saying Jake did. What I'm saying is this report of 15-day IL, it can't be right.
That's just what they're putting him on right now.
Yeah, I mean, to buy a little time, maybe let the doctors talk, but this has to be – this. It looked to me like it was an Achilles
That's what it looked
injury.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it was a strain and not some kind of tear where a tear would be season-ending. Maybe it's a strain that they want to try to treat. But to me, it looked like an Achilles. Dusty said he was in a boot. Last time I checked, I've never seen anybody with a knee injury wear a boot. So I'm going, and surely not a high ankle sprain or an ankle sprain, the way that he exited the field.
He refused to get up. Like, he wasn't even going to get up.
He never even thought about it.
Yeah. Like, if we look at, remember what happened with Jose Altuve when he had the issue down the first baseline with the hamstring. Like, he tried it. And he slammed, you know. He tried it though.
Yeah,
he came up. My man here I'm good right here.
Right,
come on out.
Yeah, it was strange. So the 15-day IL. I mean, that to me that would be. I hope it's right because I hope he's back and he's pitching because he was on his way to four straight really really good outings, quality starts. But I watched, there's just I'll be shocked if this dude's if the 15-day IL is the extent of what Jake Odorizzi of this injury. Right. The other part of this is okay, now if Jake's out for an extended period of time, what does it mean for the Astros, right? Lance McCullers has to come back healthy and 100%.
But this shouldn't speed up his process, though.
No, like, no,
you
not at all.
Take your time.
Not at all. But you, I mean, if Christian Javier has to stay in the line in the starting rotation to give you the 5-man rotation, now you got a hole in the pen.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so somewhere, some way, you've got to find another body, and you hope that that's Lance McCullers coming back healthy and 100%. And then you have options with number two here, Christian Javier. Do you stay in a six-man rotation to take some of the strain off of maybe Verlander down a stretch, or maybe Lance McCullers as he's ramping up? You know, what do you do with Javier? And do the Astros make a move sooner rather than later? I was hoping that it would be one of their top prospects down in Sugar Land.
The young kid.
Hunter Brown. Is the one that I was hoping that they would call up. But who was it that you said they called
Seth
up?
Seth Martinez is they're bringing Seth up. Martinez. Most many people thought that that's what they were going to do, the most potentially most ready to come up and pitch. But, yeah, Seth Martinez coming up. And I don't know, man. It'll be interesting to see what they do, because they got a lot of moves, a lot of decisions to make here, because somewhere something's going to have to be added. All right, I feel good about their rotation. I happen even the way that Jake was pitching, and you have to acknowledge that. Jake, that's the other part about this. Jake was pitching really, really well. I mean, beyond what, like, only Verlander you would look at here in the last 4 or 5 starts has pitched as well as Jake has. But I do think this is their best five potentially, but when you take Javier out, now you're taking a weapon out of the bullpen, and I don't even know if you have a long reliever anymore. So they've got to make a move and add somebody there moving forward. So Jake, man, damn, we'll see what happened. Pour one out for old Jake Odorizzi. Remember tonight, this is important, tonight's NBA draft lottery special from 7 to 9 right here on Sports Radio 610. Join Landry Locker and Rockets insider Adam Spolane tonight at 7 o'clock for the draft lottery special. They're going to break down and react to the NBA draft lottery. And hopefully the Rockets will have the number one pick in the draft and they can decide things. They have the best chance. Well, they're tied with Detroit and Orlando. Both have a 14% chance to become to win the lottery to become the number one pick in the draft. So stay tuned right here, 7 to 9, Landry Locker, Adam Spolane. They've got you covered the rest of the way. All right, coming up, you know, I'm not saying that Davis Mills is disrespected here, but some of you may think he is. Wait till you hear what happens here. There's a list that was put out. Davis Mills isn't on it. Should he be on it? We'll discuss that now.
You just made the list!
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, 713-572-4610. You can text in, be a part of the show, give your thoughts as well on this, Clint. This is going to be an interesting year. We didn't have a lot of quarterbacks in this year's draft. Kenny Pickett, the only one to go in the first round. The rest started rolling in the third round. But last year, obviously, we had 5 quarterbacks go in the first round. So a lot of those guys, people are watching. And from that, you look at the young quarterbacks in the league, and we're starting to see. I don't know if you've seen this at this rate in your time being in the NFL, how young quarterbacks are starting to pop this quickly. Right, like, I mean, Justin Herbert in 2 years, right? I know you're not as, like, high on Super Bowl-wise, but Justin Herbert is putting himself in a top 12
high level, yeah.
Level, you know, and Joe Burrow, hell, gets a Super Bowl year two. We're not used to seeing it this fast. So the expectation level for you in your first 3 years, I mean, especially from the time you played, is completely different. Like, year two, year three, like, the expectation is that you take your team potentially playoff, potentially something like that as the next step. And I know Pro Football Focus was getting to that, and we'll get to that list, but
But there's some expectation on some of these young quarterbacks around the league now that is completely different from when you played or even, hell, like 10 years after you played.
Well, they show the game is changing in a way that it's believed to be more quarterback-friendly in terms of transitioning from college to the NFL. I mean, you got a lot of systems out there that coaches are starting to pare down their terminology and make things simpler and wrap their offenses around a tremendously skilled player at the most important position in the game. And so, I think the game is changing to a point where it's not as let me say this. It used to be a very difficult transition, period. I'm not even talking about playing well. Like it used to be.
Yeah. The game was so different.
It was
right?
Everything was pro style. Everything was from the pocket. Everything was, you had to process at an extremely high level. You had to understand how to throw the football at all the different trajectories and at all different levels of the field. And it was just, I mean, if you weren't a high-level processor and if you weren't a highly skilled arm talent from a standpoint of being, not talent like these freaks they have nowadays, but just a standpoint of understanding, hey, I gotta throw a level two, like a two-trajectory ball to, you know, over the linebacker in front of the safety or outside in the cover two hole or, you know, laying the ball on the side. Like, if you didn't understand how to do those things, they didn't wait on you. They found guys that did, right? And so now it's, you can come into the league and you can have, they can see, like, this dude can throw it underhand, overhand, sidearm. He can throw it on platform, off platform. Let's stick him out there and try to win with him.
And it seems like more organizations are willing to cater to the player coming in and their skill set.
No question. They're having to.
And when you play.
They're having to.
Because you had to fit in Dallas's system.
Yeah.
Not like, ooh, this is what Clint does, or this is what Quincy Carter does.
Right. That's a good example.
Who was there with you.
Yeah. I mean, Quincy's a really good example. Like, Quincy came in the league, they didn't build the offense around him.
Yeah.
They plugged him into Troy Aikman's offense and said, hey, can you do this? And not that he can't do it, but it's, and I'm not talking about just Quincy. It's just unfair.
You're not bringing his strengths to the table.
But you're not giving him a chance.
Yeah.
That's just the way it used to be done across the board. Like, now it is, I'm not going to, or typically it's not. I mean, Bill O'Brien will do it, but typically it's not, I'm going to draft a guy and I'm going to plug him into my offense and ask him to do things that he didn't do at a high level in college or that we didn't see him do at a high level in college or that he didn't use in order to go to two straight national championship games like Deshaun Watson did. We're going to handcuff him essentially. Like, that is rare today. I know we just watched Bill O'Brien do it for several years with Deshaun, but that in today's game is rare. In fact, that's one reason why I think Deshaun Watson wanted to hell up out of here was because of how he was used. That is rare in today's game as the transition's getting better because the college game is trickling into the pro game. The quarterbacks are, you've seen guys athletically that can do things and make offensive coordinators right when the play call sucks. They can, with their legs, they can go make plays. And so, yeah, it's easier to transition, or at least theoretically it is. It's easier to transition, and therefore you're seeing some quarterbacks get drafted early and being expected to play at an unfair level, if we're being honest.
Now you see Joe Burrow go to the Super Bowl in year two. Everybody thinks you should do that. Hell, I drafted you at one or three or whatever. So, well, Pro Football Focus, they did this this list of which quarterback is breaking out. All right? Well, it's not even just a list, but they grouped a group of six young quarterbacks in the NFL. I said, which quarterback is breaking out? And here is the list. Justin Fields in Chicago with the Bears, Tua with the Dolphins, Daniel Jones with the New York Giants, Zach Wilson with the New York Jets, Mac Jones, who was the best rookie quarterback last year with the Patriots and helped them get to the playoffs, and then Trey Lance with the San Francisco 49ers. Now, Davis Mills isn't on this list. Do you think there's a gripe there? Do you think there is that it is fair for Texas fan, anybody? It'd be fair to think that Davis Mills should be on this list of included in guys that may break out.
Yeah, look, I think any guy that is a clear-cut starter in year two for an organization, whether that's fair or not or we agree or not, the organization has committed to Davis Mills publicly. He finished on a high note last year. and he's in year two of his NFL career. So, yeah, I think any young quarterback breakout, could this guy pick one to break out, any list or graphic that is worded in that way, I think it's fair to have Davis Mills on that particular list. I mean, we're talking – like Mac Jones has already been a playoff-caliber quarterback. What's he going to do, break out and go win a championship? Trey Lance, we don't even know if Trey Lance – like, are you 100 right now that Trey Lance is going to be San Francisco's quarterback, or do you think there's a chance Garoppolo could still be
there? Garoppolo is still there. Like, I mean, if there's a chance for a competition
– right.
And they're close to winning, the team loves them. Like, I'm –
right.
That's why I've always said they need to get rid of him.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones up in New York. I mean, I guess him and Tua are the two older guys on this list, and I guess they're set up to hell, if they're ever going to be successful, now's the time, because they're running on fumes at this point. But yeah, I think Davis Mills should be on the list. Any kind of potential young quarterback breakout because of where he's positioned. And then number two,
what the hell is going on with Trevor Lawrence?
That's it, baby. I mean, if you're gonna make a which young quarterback breaks out list, and you don't include Trevor Lawrence when he got paired up with Doug Peterson, like if that's not enough for you, then I don't know what the hell we're doing.
They got the whole draft class except him,
except Trevor. Yeah, that's what throws you off. It's like, wait a minute, how in the hell is Trevor Lawrence not on this particular list? Now I think it has something to do with the market that he's playing in. You know these lists like to stir up certain fan bases. You got Chicago, Miami, New York, New England, and San Francisco. You Bay Area. I mean, you touch some pretty passionate, some pretty good sized fan bases there with this particular list. I don't know if Jacksonville crosses that line.
It's silly though, man. We've been talking about Trevor Lawrence since his freshman
generational
year.
Talent. One of maybe. What, Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck? Are those the two that have...
Andrew Luck, they were saying he's the best prospect. I know Mel was saying that a lot of people, he's the best prospect at that position since Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
So I look at this, and once again, here's the list, 713-572-4610. Do you think your quarterback, Davis Mills, should be included on this list? I will say if Trey Lance and Daniel Jones and Tua are on the list, then, yeah, Davis Mills deserves to be on the list.
You just made the list!
The one thing he doesn't have in common with the others is he's a third-round pick, and many times people look at third-round picks are not necessities that they got to work. These other guys are top 11 picks in the draft. All would be top 10. 11 was where I believe Justin Fields was selected by the Bears. Those are guys that got to work. Those are guys that aren't getting replaced next year, you would think. They got to work. So I think that may be the difference, but I think he should be on there if Daniel Jones and Tua and Trey Lance are on there. But I'm looking at this grouping real quick. Justin Fields, Tua, Dan Jones, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Trey Lance, and then the two we've added, Davis Mills and Trevor Lawrence. Who are the top three there? Who are the top three there that you think potentially has the best chance to really break out, to really take big steps forward?
I mean, I think we got to define breakout, though, Shooks. Like, Mac Jones, I'm unbelievably impressed with Mac Jones to this point. Like, it's one of those where that level of like, my man is very limited tangibly. Can't move. The arm is suspect. But he processes at such a high level that he transitions from college to pros and takes a team that's better than the one Cam Newton obviously quarterbacked. But it still lacks wide receiver talent. I mean, still lacks explosiveness on offense.
Yeah.
And this dude leads them to the playoffs. Like, to me, he's already broke out. Like, if you do that year one, like, it's just – I mean, what do we want the guy to do? Do we want him to throw 5,000 yards and take him to the Super Bowl so we can say he broke out? So I would take Mac Jones.
You take him out of it?
Yeah, because he's – I mean, the rest of these guys haven't pissed a drop. Or have
the rest
even
of
played.
Them you think need to get to his level?
Yeah,
they
got to go quarterback however the hell they quarterback and win ball games. You know what I mean? And a lot of this has to do with like their surroundings. Like Daniel Jones, the owner came out and said that they've done nothing to help this kid, to help themselves figure out what kind of quarterback Daniel Jones is. So there's so many factors goes into it, show. But if I had to pick. Right. If I had to pick, or you want me to pick three?
The top three out of this group. The top three out of this group who you think will take steps. Who can take Mac Jones out of it?
I'm gonna go Justin Fields.
I agree with that one.
I'm gonna go Zach Wilson.
Woo, really?
And he's surrounded by talent. They're deep.
You weren't always a fan of Zach.
I'm not, but Zach is this. I'm not a big fan of Zach. It's blatantly obvious what Zach has to do to be better. And if he does it, right, then
he showed some flashes of, it, of game. Of
show
moments.
If he'll do it, boy, they're gonna have a good defense. He's gonna have some weapons. They're gonna run the football well. I mean, he's got a chance. He's got a chance. I'd go Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, and then I'm going to go Tua in this group.
In that group.
I'm going to go Tua. Again, he's going to have a good defense.
You would have Trevor in this, wouldn't you?
Oh,
you
yeah. Trevor would be the first one.
Yeah,
Trevor would be my first one. Trevor's got more to overcome than anybody else because I think Jacksonville is, other than Doug Peterson, the head coach.
They've spent
some
money now. They've tried to add some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not convinced. I can't give you one receiver.
Yeah.
Is Chark still there?
No, they added Christian Kirk.
Christian
they
Kirk's the
him.
One, yeah.
Is Chenault still there?
Laviska Chenault is still there. Who I think that's a guy.
They've underutilized him.
They use him the right way. That dude could be a monster. Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, and I'll go Tua on this list because I think Tua.
He's got so much around him.
But he has got so much around him, and they are. Exactly what he needs.
Yeah, guys that he could get the ball out to quick and they can move. Now, they may not get the ball down the field as much, but guys he can get out to quick and they can.
Yes, Tua has to have a quick game, a misdirection game, a run game, a screen game. Like, he has to have all those, typically those ancillary pieces that you put into a good mid-range pass game with a couple of deep threats, and boy, you've really got something. Tua's not going to make a living throwing the ball over the top. He's just not going to do it at this level. I mean, he's got to be surgical in the mid-range game with little receivers that are making that are creating separation. And then they've got to be great in the run game the way San Francisco has, which Mike McDaniel's the head coach, came out of San Francisco's organization. Their screen game has to be nasty. They've got to be able to – what's that tight end? What is that tight end Miami got? What's the kid's name?
Mike Gesicki.
Gesicki, yeah. They got to be able to use him kind of like they do Kittle out in San Francisco. I think they've got the pieces to do it if Mike McDaniel's the guy, and that's exactly what Tua needs. So I'd go Tua number three here.
Yeah, I go with Trevor. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be – I mean, going to take a big step to me. I think he's got a real coach. A real NFL offense. They know what they're doing. So I think he takes a step. I think Justin Fields does as well. He's got a lot of the Green Bay guys running that offense. And listen, I would say if he were going to start, I'd say Trey Lance has a chance to take a step because I like what he has around him. Like Deebo Samuel around him, obviously the head coach who is creative as hell. That I think could use him as a major weapon, and they're going to have a good running game, and you know it. He's got a good offensive line, the best left tackle in football, and Trent Williams with him, and I love his size. So I would say him if he was going to be a starter, but if it's not him, I'd have to go with you with Tua. Daniel Jones, I believe, like, I don't even know why he's even in the category on this list. I mean, he's older, and like it's over. They didn't even pick up the fifth-year option. I mean, I know Brian Daboll is a good coach. Yeah. And what he's been able to do with Josh Allen, but I don't know. I don't see it.
I really struggle with Daniel Jones, man, because I
Someone on the text line said, I think I'd put Daniel Jones ahead of Wilson.
I think that's probably the safer bet, but I think if you're talking about hitting a home run, I think Wilson would be the guy. Look, Daniel Jones, I did not like him coming out. I thought for a first round, was he in five or six?
He was in the top ten. Six, I believe.
For that caliber quarterback, I didn't think he ran as well as some folks thought he did. I thought the arm wasn't as strong as some folks thought his arm was. And then he clearly doesn't have the arm talent that some of these freaks have. And so I didn't like him coming out, but they popped him. They took him anyway. And I was like, man, when I got to watch. So I had a reason to watch the New York Giants. And I watched him. I'm like, man, this dude. I mean, he's fitting some balls in down the field that
a lot more athletic than you think, too.
Yeah, and then a highlight pops up where he's running. I mean, he's running away from guys.
Got tackled himself.
I've been there and done that. No ass blow up in midair. That's rough. But I mean, so he even – there was a stretch there, man, where when he was given time in the pocket, man, he's driving the football, you know, in some difficult spots and making some big throws. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong with this guy. Let me watch a little bit more. And then the wheels come off. And he looks overwhelmed, and he looks intimidated. He looks insecure. And that's when I just said, man, I can't. So I've flip-flopped on Daniel Jones two different times now, man, where right now I just can't let myself believe in him. I think the Giants have a chance to be significantly better than people think, but I just can't go to bat for Daniel Jones at this point.
Yeah, from the text line, from the 281, could these dudes that made this list, Pro Football Focus made the list, be looking at Davis Mills and saying he just doesn't have enough around him? And I don't know. I mean, if you look at Justin Fields, probably not a ton around him. I mean, Montgomery's a pretty good back, and they've got a receiver in Mooney.
Your three young guys right now that I think are really in a bad spot in terms of if we're laying rosters next to each other on paper. You got Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, and Davis Mills. And I think none of those guys are going to play with a great defense. Not great, I mean like a defense you watch and you go, boy, this quarterback's going to get extra opportunities. Mm. Like, I don't think either one of those teams has that. I don't think either of those teams have the weapons that some of these other guys are afforded. And so, yeah, I think there may be some thinking, but hell, why would you put some other guys in?
Jacksonville's weapons a little bit better.
Who
than
you
I
got? Who run down the list real quick? Jacksonville's weapons.
All right. Remember they get Travis Etienne back.
Yes.
Back,
first round back.
And they still have James Robinson.
Yep.
And they got Christian Kirk, Marvin Jones Jr., and Zay Jones.
Yep.
Pretty good from the Vegas Raiders. Yep. And then also Treadwell and Laviska Shenault. And then Evan Engram, I forgot they traded for him with the Giants, and Dan Arnold at tight end. So a little bit better than what I thought.
Yeah. I mean,
Not great.
That's better as a group than I thought, but you still just don't have that. I mean, these guys out here now, show they just got X-factor players, man. I mean, they got coverage dictators. They got dudes you can't touch in a phone booth. They got a strong running game. They got a tight end that you can line up inside, outside. You can run him out of the backfield. You can do different things. I mean, you just got to find that X factor type of player. And I think the three quarterbacks in that group, if we're talking Davis Mills and Trevor Lawrence in that group, those two and Justin Fields just don't have that. They don't have the guys.
Nightmare. All right, coming up, we give you the latest with the Astros. A couple of stories with them coming out. One good news, one bad news. We'll let you know what that is coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.